20 minutes on worshiping the Lord. And I'll just start by reading the scripture. Exodus 33:18. Moses is in this conversation with God, an epic conversation with God. I mean, you got to read this passage. And in the midst of it, then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And I just want to stop right there and tell you what this means. What Moses is sitting here meeting with God. And listen, God is in the process of revealing and introducing himself to the people of Israel. And Moses got a little bit of a head start. Before he started revealing himself to the rest of Israel, he first appeared to Moses in a burning bush. You guys remember that story? And so he's got a head start on knowing who God is, but he knows God partially. He knows God partially. And he's in. He's like, "Yeah, I love God." You know what I mean? But he's having these incredible meetings with God, and he sees him in part. But then he gets to this point where he's like, "There is so much more of you. Like, show me more." That's what he's saying. It's this desire, the longing in his heart. He's like, "I want to know all of you. I mean, I've seen like this and this and this aspect of who you are, and it's beautiful, and it's glorious. It's so good." And then he's like, "Show me the rest." He's like, "Show me everything about you that makes you so glorious." That's really what he's saying here. He's like, "God, show me your glory." He goes, "Show me what makes you so glorious." And I want to tell you something. I encourage you to make that a regular part of your prayer life. Actually ask God, "Man, thank you. I do know you. You've revealed yourself to me in part. But God, show me your beauty. Show me more of what makes you so glorious, God." Because there is no greater delight ever in this life or the age to come than actually seeing the beauty of God, some aspect of his nature, every aspect of his nature. It's like you could get lost and filled with delight in meditating on that forever. And then he shows you another part of his nature. And you're like, "I'm overwhelmed. Like, you're so amazing and you're so happy. And you want to tell all your friends about this one part about God that's so great." And then he shows you another. You're like, "Oh my goodness." And you tell all the same friends. And they're like, "Wow." And it's like, we get to do this forever. Like, the privilege we have is that we have favor with God because of the blood of Jesus that's made us free from sin. And now we come before him and we have the privilege of looking upon him and gazing upon his beauty. And when I say beauty, I'm not just talking about physical beauty, although that's included. When I talk about "show me what makes you so beautiful," like, there's aspects of his personality, of his character, of his nature that are epic. And that's exactly how he responds. And the Lord says, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you." That's a good day. "And I will proclaim," listen to this, "I will proclaim" what? You tell me. No. What does it say? Yeah, my name. Everybody say God's name. Okay, I want to tell you something, and I'm just going to introduce this to you this morning. God has many names in the Bible that he gave himself, right? Many names. And each one of God's names reveals a different aspect of his nature. It reveals a different aspect of what he's like, a different attribute. So, for example, you have Jehovah Jireh is one of the names that's given to him in the Bible, and it means the Lord our provider. So it reveals the fact that he's a faithful provider. You guys with me? Jehovah Nissi is another name of God, and that means the Lord my victory. Isn't that good? That's another aspect of who he is and who he is to you. He is the key to your victory. There's nothing, as long as he's with you, it doesn't matter what the opponent or the problem is, you're going to win if he's with you. because he is the Lord your victory. You guys with me? And on and on and on and on. And so God says, I'm going to show you what's beautiful about me. He says, I'm going to proclaim my name in your presence. In other words, I'm going to reveal my nature to you. And then he says, then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God. He's slow to anger. He's abounding in love and faithfulness. He maintains love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generation. See, basically what God does here is he reveals these two major aspects of who he is that makes him beautiful. Actually, this is how he defines his goodness. You know, we love the goodness of God. Amen. If you would ask God, like, you're so good, why are you so good? And he would say, because I'm merciful and I'm just. My justice is my goodness. It's one of the things that's so glorious about me that makes life really good for you human beings. And my mercy is one of the aspects of my goodness that's so glorious about me that makes life really good for you human beings. It's like, and he just shows them these two aspects of his nature. And Moses does the right thing. It says, Moses bowed down to the ground at once and what? He worshiped. It's like, this is the privilege of every child of God, is we can say, God, show me your glory. Show me what's amazing about you. And then he reveals an aspect of his nature to you. And then you have to respond. You guys with me? You have to respond. And the only appropriate response is to bow down and just say, I worship you because you're my provider. I worship you for being my victory. I worship you for being my righteousness, the Lord my righteousness, and on and on. I worship you because you are just. Thank you, Lord, that you do not let wicked people get away with wicked things. You always bring justice. You are faithful in your administration of justice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I worship you for this. God, I thank you. I praise you because you're merciful and because you forgive sin and rebellion and you give love and you give blessing to 1,000 generations of those who seek you and honor you. God, thank you. Thank you. And when we worship him in response to who he is. Amen. So that's the message this morning. I just want to give you quickly, this is just seven different names of God from the Bible, and there's way more than this, but I'm just opening up a door for you, and you can investigate the rest of the, go Google the names of God in the Bible, write down their definitions, and then actually each day, make it part of your time when you're praying. Like, start by worshiping him for who he is. Can I tell you, a true worshiper worships God for who he is. And a false worshiper. Is that harsh? I'll just say this. Somebody who has a true heart of worship, we don't seek to define God according to what we like. A true worshiper just says, hey, you know what? Like, I'm screwed up. Like, I came from sin. Like, my definition of what's right, like, there may be some good elements mixed in there, and there's probably a lot of tainted, defiled things that are mixing that up. So you know what? Like, my preferences are over here. I just want to actually know you for who you really are. So God, here I am. I humble myself before you. Show me your glory. Who are you? What are you like? What's amazing about you? And then when he shows you who he is, you just say, I worship you for that. I worship you for that. Because God defines God. Amen? We don't define God. We don't make up what he's like or who he is. We just simply report the facts of what he has revealed himself to be. You guys with me? He defines himself. And we humble ourselves, receive the revelation, and worship appropriately and worship accordingly. So here are some names of God. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord our provider. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord our healer. Come on. Just worship him right now. Like, Jesus, I praise you. You're the Lord our healer. Thank you for being a healing God. What does that say about his heart and about his intent toward the human race? He's like, I created you guys for good. I didn't create you to be busted and broken and wounded. I'm your Lord, your healer. And he says, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Isn't that good? How many of you could use some peace? Do a word study on the word shalom. It's the Hebrew word translated peace. It's way more than what we think of as peace. It means like emotional wholeness. It means prosperity. It means being blessed in your relationships. It means like everything you put your hand to would be blessed. I mean, that's what shalom means. In the Jewish culture, it's actually a greeting. They use the word to bless somebody in a greeting. They'll be like, you know, we're like, hey, what's up? Hi. And they're like, shalom. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's better. That's better than what's up, right? They're just being, may you prosper. May everything you put your hand to be blessed. May you have emotional wholeness. May you have unimpaired relationships with other people. That's all. That's what they're saying in shalom. It's like, ooh. And God is like, I'm Jehovah Shalom. I am the Lord, your shalom. Like all the wholeness, all the healing, everything you need, it's all found in me. And so if you're connected to him, you have it. So good. I worship you for that, God. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our guide. Aren't you thankful that he doesn't leave us to have to figure everything out by ourselves? Yeah, we would be the blind leading the blind. But the Lord says, I am the Lord your guide. Look at me and follow me and I'll show you the way that you should go. Amen. He's the Lord our shepherd. Number five, Jehovah Shammah. I like this one. The Lord ever present, or the one who is with us everywhere. How many of you love the presence of God? I didn't even really appreciate this until I got filled with the Holy Spirit and I felt his presence for the first time. Then I'm like, ooh, I want your presence, Lord. I want it more. I want to feel your presence. And I'm like, you're the Lord ever present. You're always with me. You know what's cool, actually? This is a kind of a side note. But I was praying in tongues. This is a few years ago. I was praying in tongues. And as I was praying in tongues, I kept hearing like the word Shammah over and over again in the words I was saying. And of course, usually to me, it's just syllables. I don't really know what I'm saying. But I'm praying in tongues and I kept saying, I hear myself say Shammah every once in a while. Shammah, Shammah. I kept saying it again over and over. And I was feeling the presence of God. And then I was like, wait a minute. I just like heard myself saying it. And I was like, isn't Shammah like one of the names or something of God? Because I didn't remember. I'm like, so I looked it up, probably on the internet. I looked it up and I'm like, whoa, Jehovah Shammah means like the Lord is present. And I'm praying in tongues, feeling the presence of God. And I'm saying that. Isn't that cool? So I'm like, I wish I knew the rest of the sentence, but I was saying his name. Jehovah Sabaoth, I think. It means the Lord of hosts, our protector. Isn't that good? Lord, I worship you. You are the Lord, my protector. The Apostle Paul stands on trial for his life. 2 Timothy chapter 4, he's writing about it, and he says this. He says, everyone abandoned me. Everyone. Everybody ditched me. He says, you know what? But the Lord stood by my side. The Lord stood by my side. He's the Lord, our protector. God, I worship you that you're the Lord, our protector. You're the Lord who's always present with us and you're protecting us. You're providing for us. You're healing us. He's a good God. Amen. And the last one, Jehovah Ra, means the Lord, our shepherd. I didn't even know I had that on here. The Lord, our shepherd. So I got this for you. It's. Did you guys get this worksheet? Okay, this is like, I love this little sheet. Because how many of you remember about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, we did this thing as a church where we're like, hey, let's try and like together as a church family, we'll do nothing but worship Jesus for 24 hours. So we're like, what if we tag team and each person signed up for a different hour of the day over a 24-hour period? And so we had people getting up at like 2 in the morning and they And they would just worship Jesus for an hour. And then when they were done, you know, they'd send a message to the next person who was signed up at 3 a.m. They'd be like, passing the baton, man. Keep it going. But so many of us, just the discipline of devoting ourselves an hour a day to worship. Like no prayers, no intercession, no like asking for this need. Just I am here to just look at who you are and respond with worship and with praise. And you know, we just so many testimonies of like, my life is being totally changed because there's something about when you look at this beautiful God and you see how glorious he is, it changes everything in life. It shifts your perspective on everything else. All of a sudden, you know, the other things don't look as scary because he's with you, because he's the Lord your victory, and on and on and on. You with me? And Pastor Autumn made this sheet because, you know, like, some of us are like, what? How do you worship God for an hour? Like, I run out of things after like 5 minutes. Like, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my country. God bless America, Lord. Thank you for my church. Thank you that I'm saved. Thank you for heaven. Man, like, I praise you for saving me, Lord. And it's like, what do I say? So Autumn made this sheet just based on the names of God. It's worship declarations to just help us get going. And so, you know, I'd be up at whatever it was, 2 a.m. or something like that. And I'm like, okay, like, Creator God, I praise you because you made the heavens, even the highest heavens and all their starry hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything and the multitudes of heaven worship you. I was like, ooh, and I just started saying these prayers. And as I read them and said them out loud, my heart started getting stirred. And then I'd go off and I ended up like prophetic songs came out. I just started singing songs. Like I got a song based off of God, My Victory. That's page one, right side, bottom. Praise to you, my God, because you are my Jehovah Nissi, my God, my victory, who always leads me in triumphal procession. And I remember my heart was so stirred in this song. I just started singing this song to the Lord. And I still sing it like today, years later. You're the God of victory. You're the Lord who always wins. And you always lead me in triumph. You always lead me to win. And I would just sing that over and over, and I felt the anointing getting stronger the more I would sing it. So I give you this as a tool to jumpstart yourself into worship and adoring God, into seeing his glory and being transformed as we do. Amen. And I would encourage you, actually, don't just read these things, say them out loud verbally. And even better, add a tune to it and make it a song. You can sing these things. And so, I just demonstrated for you. So you can just make up any tune you want. And if you'll sing it to the Lord, a lot of times it'll stir your heart even more. So, Lord, we love you. I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would take us as a church family into the deepest level of worship that we've ever walked in our entire lives. Let an anointing from God be released right now over our hearts. That we are stirred with desire to worship you. And then as we engage in worship, that we see you. And as we see you, our hearts are undone, that we marvel at you. We stand in awe of you. We walk, the fear of God grows in us. The love of God, the adoration of God grows in our hearts. Our confidence and trust in you grows in our hearts, and we're changed forever. God, make us true worshipers who worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Do you have anything else? Okay, well, I'll just pray a blessing over you like I just did, but I'll just do another one. And we have church advance meeting man, I could have preached longer, but I did it in 20. I kept my word. Yeah, I'm fasting sweets right now, but Lord, Okay, we have a meeting at 1:30 here at the church, church advance meeting. I encourage you to come to that. We share testimonies of just things God's done over the last month. That's like one of my favorite parts. And then we just talk about some strategic advances God's leading us into in the coming month. So encourage you to be here for that. And if you consider like, hey, James River Church is my church family, then this meeting's for you. That's who it's for. So go ahead and come to that. And Lord, I just declare your blessing, your favor and protection over every person here. Oh, Lord, take us deep into worship. God, that if we succeed at one thing in life, let it be that we're great worshipers, that we love you dearly. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Awesome. Have a good day, guys.